USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Author Salman Rushdie is no longer on a ventilator and is able to speak. The author was stabbed multiple times, including once in the neck, while speaking at an event in upstate New York. His attacker pleaded not guilty to attempted murder charges on Saturday. At least seven people are hurt following a shooting attack outside Jerusalem's Old City. Among the victims were four members of a family from the United States, according to local news outlets. It happened early Sunday morning near the Western Wall, considered one of the holiest sites in Judaism. Police say the gunman opened fire on a bus stop where two men were wounded before the suspect then fled to another area and opened fire again. Israeli police say the 26-year-old Palestinian resident turned himself in after authorities conducted a manhunt that lasted hours. This is USA Radio News.
You ever make a change and then think, why didn't I do this years ago? Well, that's how people feel about switching to MediShare for their healthcare, especially now with inflation the way it is. People are very happy with the savings. Most families save about $500 a month when they switch. It's a huge help when prices are going up so fast in so many other areas. And MediShare's customer satisfaction rate is double that of health insurance. It's just a different experience, and people really like that. MediShare is an alternative to health insurance. It's a community of Christians who share each other's healthcare bills, and it's been going strong for over 25 years. It really is the gold standard, the most trusted name in healthcare sharing. Find out why people love it. Find out why they rave about the customer service, and find out how good it feels to save some money right now. They're super easy to talk to. Here's the number, 833-34-BIBLE. That's 833-34-BIBLE, 833-34-BIBLE.
After numerous lawsuits, Johnson & Johnson is making changes to a popular item.
Johnson & Johnson will stop selling talcum-based baby powder worldwide starting next year, taking its place their existing cornstarch version of the product. The move comes after thousands of lawsuits in recent years from women claiming that the talc-based powder gave them ovarian cancer or mesothelioma. The pharma giant insists, and medical research also indicates, that talc baby powder is safe and doesn't cause cancer. The talc-based powder was already pulled from shelves in the U.S. and Canada a couple of years ago. For USA Radio News, I'm Kenneth Burns in New York.
A U.N.-chartered ship carrying weed is preparing to depart Ukraine for Africa soon. It will be the first humanitarian food aid cargo to reach Africa since Russia's invasion of Ukraine began in February. Grain exports have been stalled for 5 months, creating a food shortage crisis in parts of the world. USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
Drivers preparing for the start of the work week will see prices at the gas pump dropping again Sunday. AAA reporting the national average price for a gallon of regular has dropped a penny to $3.95 a gallon. Drivers in Hawaii and California are still feeling the brunt of the highest prices, with the averages in those two states sitting at $5.36. Texas has the lowest average at $3.46 a gallon. This, as Patrick DeHaan with GasBuddy.com says, we're not out of the woods for high gas prices, especially since we're in the height of hurricane season.
We're not in the clear yet. The peak of hurricane season starts in mid to late August, and I think my anxiety is going to be pretty elevated because if we see any major storm, I would say a Category 3 or stronger, targeting an area between New Orleans and Houston, buckle up.
That audio courtesy of CNN. Vice President Kamala Harris will visit Japan next month to attend former Prime Minister Shinzo Abe's state funeral. The trip would mark Harris's first trip to Japan as vice president. Abe was assassinated last month as he was speaking at a campaign event. NASCAR drivers are making their final preparations for the Federated Auto Parts 400, the race set to take place in Richmond at just after 3 p.m. Eastern Time. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.